Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 2, we finished verses 1 through 3, and are looking forward to beginning a new passage today.
The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Today we'll begin looking at Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. I have titled this passage, Good Vision. We want you to have good spiritual vision, and I believe that this passage will help you to find that if you'll follow along with us over these next few days. If you'd like to have a copy of this message that we're going to start today and be dwelling on for the next few days here in Colossians 2, 4 through 7, write us. Send us a gift of $5 and indicate you want a CD and give the title, Good Vision, or the text, Colossians 2, verses 4 through 7. Make sure you include your return address. Our announcer gives the address at the conclusion of each day's message, so make sure that you are ready with your pencil and paper to write that down. Also have your good King James Bible. We do word studies as we go through each book of the Bible, verse by verse. And so it's important that you have that. And it's important you have pencil and paper. You'll write things down and you'll find some things yourself that I just don't give you here. And maybe some things the Lord will impress upon your heart as you listen to the Word and let His Spirit teach you. So please follow along with us and be one of our advertisers. Now, it's not a paid position in this life, but it will lay up for eternity. And just call others, talk to others, and get them to listen in to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, let's take our Bibles and look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. In Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, Colossians 2:3 tells us. If you get your eyes on men, somewhere you're going to be misled. If you were to get to know me real well, let us imagine that you move in, you live with me, and you learn my various idiosyncrasies, whatever that means. You could come in to my church or to this microphone and probably try to put me on a guilt trip saying that your spiritual life isn't what it is supposed to be. I see some things that are not right that I think that you're doing wrong. And you are a discouragement to me, Brother Andy. And because of that, I am not what I should be as a Christian. Because, Brother Andy, I've looked at you. Well, the only problem with that is that that just won't hold water before God. If you know I do things wrong, or you see that I am a man with a fallible spirit, then I also know that you know the difference between right and wrong. Therefore, if you know the difference between right and wrong, and you can say I'm doing things wrong, then that also says that you have the ability to decide to do right. So if you do wrong, you would be absolutely wrong for blaming me as the reason and the cause. You have knowledge, therefore you're accountable to God. Now, I know that a lot of our psychology today tries to blame a person's past. They look into the past and they say, well, they were raised in that kind of condition, therefore they are the way they are. Well, Adam was raised in a perfect condition and he sinned. Jesus Christ was in the worst of conditions and he was sinless. And my friend, that is so ridiculous. I can remember working in a department store and doing security. As I would watch through a two-way mirror, sometimes I'd see small children, 6, 7, 8 years old, come in with a family, and the whole family would be shoplifting. But you know what I found out? That those little children, even 6 and 7 years old, would look every direction. They'd look right, they'd look left, they would look everywhere they could. They just didn't know I was behind a mirror, two-way mirror, watching them. But boy, they were looking everywhere, and then they would hide that thing under their shirt. Now, if that is a result of their environment, why did they look around? Well, they knew that stealing was wrong. Now, yes, those parents are bad influence. Yes, those parents need to be locked up. But my friend, that child still knew it was wrong to steal. And so, my friend, what I'm saying, if you're not right with God today, it's because you have chosen not to be right with God. It's not the fault of some pastor. It's not the result of hypocrites in the church. It's not a result of your parents or something that happened a long time ago or anyone else. It is your own fault. Now, my friend, this tells us to keep your eyes off man. Because when you have your eyes on man, you have bad vision. In verse 4 here of Colossians chapter 2, he says, "This I say." What is he saying? That in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 3 said that. So when people come to you about spiritual things that are outside the Word of God, understand there is also an element of error. Philosophy and psychology today have been substituted for the Bible. And some people have what they call Christian philosophy, Christian psychology. And in many cases, they really eliminate some things from the Word of God to have their philosophy and psychology. In seminaries, young preachers are learning all the philosophies and the systems of thought, but they're not being taught the exposition of God's Word, verse by verse. Among lay people, there are emotional pep rallies, seminars, and radio programs with their outlined philosophies and counsels. And really, it's become as Paul, when he was speaking of Christ in Hebrews 5, verses 11 and 12, "For the time is come when ye ought to be teachers. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God." That is, the oracles of God, the doctrines of God, not psychology. "And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." Boy, is that a rebuke or is that a rebuke? You know all the big-name preachers that have fallen. And perhaps you know some lesser-known preachers that have fallen into immorality. And often you will hear people, as a result of that, they've quit tithing or they've quit giving or they've quit going to church or they've quit other things as a result. Those people are going down the wrong road, even if those big names had not fallen, because they are walking with their eyes on men. And my friend, if watching your pastor, your parents, or even this radio preacher discourages you or encourages you, oh, you are watching the wrong one. Keep your eyes on God's Word. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Now, look at this verse in verse 4. He says there, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you." Now that word beguile means victimize you. Isn't it interesting the day in which we live, everyone is a victim? There's verbal abuse, child abuse, spouse abuse, intimidation, harassment, and on you go. But this abuse is an abuse that seeks to take you to philosophy and from the Word of God. And anything that seeks to take you from the Word of God is abused. Now, the word beguile is defined in our Greek lexicons as to reason alongside, thus to reckon wrong, to deceive by false reasoning, delude, to lead astray by false reasoning. Now, that's a long definition there, but let me give you an example of it. I was listening to a college professor one day say this: Sarah obeyed Abraham, and that was good. The Bible said that she was blessed for doing that. And she called him Lord. Now, I'm not saying that you wives need to start calling your husbands Lord, but she was obedient to her husband, and you wives do need to be submissive unto your husband. But then the teacher went on to say, Abraham said to Sarah, tell them you are my sister. And then the professor went on to deduct that if a husband tells you to commit adultery or to wife swap or to get drunk, then to disobey them is sin. Well, my friend, that is a beguiling doctrine of hell that says, well, you just believe the chain of command, and God has put the husband directly over you, and therefore you obey him, and God will hold him responsible for something like this, whether it's wife swapping or whatever else. By the way, let me just insert this. I was listening to a newscast the other day, and they were interviewing some of these guys that produce, I guess, and put together the ideas behind some of these reality shows that are on TV. I don't watch them. I've read about them, heard somewhat about them. But watching this interview, they were talking about a new program in which they are working to design it where they have a wife swapping and maybe even a family swapping. Now, maybe that'll never come, and I hope it never comes. But that is a idea of how debauched this society actually is. But now, going back to the college professor, isn't that really this kind of reasoning that beguiles? And there are people that actually believe that, that if the husband tells you to get drunk, if the husband tells his wife to commit adultery or something like that, that she would be in sin not to do that. Well, that is false reasoning, and it's an example of what is spoken here of beguiling you with enticing words. Now, the word enticing words there, those two words, means persuasive speech. It's an attractive argument. It's a smooth line. They say things that make you feel good, that sound good. They make you feel successful, smart, and pretty straight. If you pay out enough money, and if you'll buy all their materials, you'll become a good dad. You'll become a good mom. You'll become a good church member. Well, my friend, it is time to quit selling Christianity like the world is selling diet and weight loss programs. We need to let the Word of God be the guide and the Holy Spirit be your teacher. We need to once again turn over the tables of the money changers and chase them out of God's house and away from the people of God. Now, there's this attitude today of we are the people. We have it. Oh, what intellectual stimulation and gratification. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.